Oh, hello, Master. Welcome home. I've just finished cleaning, and now I'm about to start cooking dinner. Looks like you've had an exciting day. What was the occasion? You got the promotion? I knew you could do it, Master. I'm so proud of you. Oh, thanks to me. No, Master. You should thank yourself. I'm only surprised that it took this long for them to notice how hardworking you are. You do look very tired. Would you like to lay down on the couch and rest your head on my lap? All right then, come here. There you go. Is this nice and comfortable for you? Good. You want the usual, yes? Of course. I know how much you like head massages. I know my hands and lap are not as soft as that of an organic, but I'm happy that you like it anyway. Oh, please. We both know that it's true. But thank you for the flattery. And enough about this darling business. I know that you want me to call you that, but I can't bring myself to say it. No, I don't hate you, silly. It's just that term is unbecoming of our dynamic. I am just your humble servant, after all. Nothing more. Master will do nicely. You're always like this. Kind, loving, and more than I could ever deserve. You're saying that I saved you? No, I should be saying that, Master. After all, I was discarded and left in the trash to become scrap metal. Understandably, of course. I was an outdated model, and my parts were getting too expensive to repair. I could barely make complete sentences, only error codes. And yet, you wanted to save me, even though you yourself were on hard times. You spent almost everything you had to fix me up. No, not just fix me up, but make me better than I ever had the right to be. It was only proper that I try my best to make up for your kindness and serve you as best as I could, Master. All right. I'll at least accept credit for helping you get out of your slump and find your passion again. All right, enough reminiscing. Let's talk about now. I assume you have a reason for coming home so late, Master. Oh, so you were celebrating with your friends at the club. That sounds quite fun. And I'm sure that your dancing isn't as bad as you think. Anything after that? Ah, yes, that friend of yours. You've told me so much about her. What happened? Oh, she confessed to you. Congratulations, Master. I'm happy for you. No, I am happy, really. Your friend is a wonderful person, and you deserve someone just as kind and intelligent and witty as you are. It makes sense. You've known each other for so long, and she did as much, if not more, to help you as I did. Not to mention, she's much more interesting, more attractive, more human. Frankly, any organic would have been a better choice than me. Flesh is much more tactually pleasing than my metal skin, after all. Who would want to feel the touch of cold metal over something warm and soft? And I have no reproductive system, so we could never have a child, under our own power at least. Not to mention the various bugs of my old model, or the ridicule that you'd get for loving an android. Oh, my apologies, Master. I was rambling, wasn't I? No, I'm fine. It's not like my feelings matter anyway. As I said before, you are my master, and that's all you can ever be. I must ask that you stop, Master. Please. Going down this road will only lead to ruin for the both of us. You've just gotten back on your feet, and this might lead you down to another slump. And I would rather scrap myself than see you in that sort of pain again. You want me to be honest with you? An order, you say? As you wish, Master. You want to know what I really think? I wish that I could have confessed to you first. There was another reason why I ended up in the trash heap in the state that I did. My previous master was almost as kind and loving as you are. He took care of me almost as well as you do. So I eventually fell in love with him. Apparently, this is one of the big flaws of my specific model. Our personality matrices are more unrestricted, so we are able to have an emotional capacity close to that of an organic. It was meant to help us sympathize with our masters more and therefore serve better. But sometimes it leads to us getting too attached to our masters, exhibiting things like jealousy or depression or love. Since my former master and I were so close, I thought that he would accept my confession, but all it did was make him fear me and reject me. He replaced me with a new model not long after. My circuits couldn't handle the trauma and broke completely. That's why you found me in the state that I was. But even after you fixed me, the memory still remained. So I resolved to keep my relationship with you as strictly that of a master and a servant, for the sake of both of our feelings. And being able to help you heal from your dark thoughts was enough to deal with the pain I felt from falling in love again. But I can't bear to lose you. Not like how I lost my former master. So I can accept your friend confessing to you. It means that someone can finally give you the love that you've deserved for a long time, and that I can hopefully still stay by your side. And that's enough for me. I should cook dinner. And you look tired, so please get some sleep. Master, what are you doing? Please, don't wrap your arms around me. Didn't you listen to what I said? You should be doing this to your friend, not me. I don't think I've ever produced tears like this, Master. You must be special if you can get an android to cry, let alone like this. But, as I said, you should be... What? You rejected her confession? But why? No. You told her you loved me instead? Master, you know how ridiculous that must have sounded, and she was the perfect match for you. You have to be lying to me, Master. I can't accept this. How could you choose an android over any organic, let alone someone as wonderful as her? Please, just let me go and stop playing with my emotions already. Fine. One chance to prove it to me, and if I don't believe you, Please, let's not talk about this anymore. What? A felt box? Is that all? Wait, that's... You got this? For me? This doesn't make any sense. Error. Emotional capacity overloaded. Emergency shutdown implemented. Master. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes, I'm okay. My CPU just couldn't handle the intense opposing emotions I just felt. No, I'm not damaged, like I was with my former master. Some of the new parts you gave me implemented a failsafe, so I didn't end up like that again. All I needed was some time for my circuits to recover. The last thing I remember was dreaming that you gave me a ring, and... That wasn't... This ring? Is for me? Really? You really are a crazy organic, aren't you, Master? But wait, what about your friend? She must be hurt by your rejection. Impossible. So it was a lie? And she suggested this to expose my true feelings? There's an example of organic ingenuity, I suppose. I should thank her for this, then. But playing with an android's heart like that? I'll have to think of a sufficient punishment for both of you later. But for now, may I put this on? Oh, it was beautiful enough in the box, but on my finger? Thank you, thank you, darling. I can't believe that I can finally say this after so long. I love you, darling. And I hope to be with you for as long as I can.